All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Kareem Rayani. He's the CEO of Falcon Gold. And Kareem, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Nice to see you.
Yeah, so a news release out talking about picking up some property in Newfoundland with Falcon. Mm-hmm. Newfoundland continues to be a red hot jurisdiction, that's for sure. So tell me a little bit about this particular area and how much land you're able to take on to the company.
Yeah, so we were able to acquire 2,200 hectares in an area called the Great Burnt Copper Zone. Very prolific area. It's 20 kilometers west of the Queensway project, which is held by Newfound Gold. It's essentially on the Dog Bay Appleton Fault. It's an extension of that. As you know, Newfound Gold, you know, is continuing to impress. You know, their numbers are just incredible. They just closed a $57 million raise. So with this area, with a company called Spruce Ridge, they've been hitting some of the best copper numbers across the board. 7.5 meters of 9.45% copper, 27 meters of 8%, 19.3% over 3 meters. So If you actually look at the map that was in the news release, you'll see that we are directly centered right in their right in the middle of their of their project on a parallel, you know, we're just kind of to the left, on that same zone.
Yeah.
So since we've acquired it, we've had two joint venture offers on it. I've turned them down. I'm not quite ready to give this one up just yet. Most of that area has been tied up. Tech's Duck Pond deposit is about 40 kilometers away. I don't think we could have got this project we acquired for staking costs. Wow. So happened to be, obviously I'm a prospector and I've got an incredible team, which I have to give them some credit. We spend a lot of hours on the Newfoundland website, and this is what we do. So most of our projects, we own 100%, no NSRs. There was another target just below us that they just, Spruce Ridge just tied up another 20,000 hectares just a few weeks ago, I believe. They paid 50 grand and 2 million shares. So we picked up our ground for less than 15 grand.
Wow. So are you, what work has been done on there? Has it been a lot of things that have happened on that so far, or is there still a lot of areas to be searched?
There's a lot of areas to be searched. As you know, most of Newfoundland is early stage. It's just following the structures. We've done an extensive research on most of the areas where we're kind of tying on, you know, to the larger companies. Government mag's been done, so we have a pretty good idea. But really our first phase is office geology, get some crews. And if right next door on that same fault line, these guys are hitting up to, 19% copper, this is a VMS system. I mean, Newfoundland's gonna have, multiple discoveries. Sokiman, which is adjacent to our other ground, just hit a lithium pegmatite. Wow. I mean, that's a gold bearing area and now they're hitting lithium. So, this is the beauty of Newfoundland right now.
It sounds like, Kareem, that Newfoundland, we've talked about, obviously they had a discovery. So people are like, oh, this is, but it sounds like it's a bit of a boom happening there right now. There's so many companies trying to get any kind of land they can there.
Well, I'm sure you've probably seen Eric Sprott on some of his interviews. He's taking 20% of every Newfoundland deal. I think he's in about 80% of them. With the type of deals we're carving, we're a little different than what everyone else is doing. We're going after the structures that are tied on to quite advanced projects. However, a lot of this ground's been passed by, overlooked. And with the government mag, we've saved actually a lot of money. We'll be able to go in there and basically spend the money where it should be instead of property payments. So we're quite fortunate.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Congratulations on that. We look forward to hearing more about this land as well. Karim, thanks so much. Great to see you again.
Thank you. Talk soon.
All right. There's Karim Rani. He's the CEO of Falcon Gold.